Shus, Rosh HaKailo, Moranim Rabbanam, I shukayach for the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah, some Machshavos. Leil, I shouldn't say what it is tonight, I didn't count yet, but whatever it was, we're making on the stretch from Pesach till Shavuos. It's a special time, and appreciate the opportunity to share some machshava. In the shayrish of the Yom of Lag BaOmer, so of course it's well known the place can bring that there's a simcha in the day because of the fact that the Paskul Tamid Rebbe Akiva Milamos, and that itself, but really, Tamid Rebbe Akiva stopped dying at the time. There was the Magefa that took place. 24,000 Talmidim were lost. And the Prichadosh there asked the question, others asked that there was nobody left to die. They all died. What was the big simcha? The Prichadosh seems to be learning that the simcha is the fact that they had the Gzeru was a river, and now they could start from fresh. And Akiva went ahead and found five Talmidim, and the Gansatai, the whole Shas Batsim was built on those five Talmidim. And that was the simcha. Others see the simcha at the Yom Hilula, the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah was Megala Chachmas Hanista to Klal Yisrael, and the Yom Petirasai was the day of that Hisgalus, and then that itself is a cause for simcha. I saw that the Shem Yishmul certainly is marchiv on it, that the Sherish of Lag, there's a remez to Lag Vayomer in the Pasuk in Vayetze. But by Yankiv and Lavan, after they met out, Lavan chased after Yankiv. He really wanted to harm him. The Rebbeinu told him he shouldn't do anything mitayv adra. And then, when they did meet, so they agreed. Vayomer Yankiv l'Echov, liktu avonim, vayikhu avonim, vayasu gol, collect avonim. And man, they made a goal, and made a pile, a heap of stones. Vayechlu shem al ha-goal. Vayikur le'lov and yigar sahadusa, v'yakev kar le'y gal eid. Vayayim alov and ha-gal hazeh eid ben yu ben cho hayayim ha-ken karo shemoy gal eid. So Lag BaOmer is icy as gal, and the gal eid of between Yaakov and Lavan is somehow a shayrish for the meaning and or the mashmois of Lag BaOmer. So Shem Yishmul is masbir that the Be'etzem, you know, Mitchila Avdei Mazari Avisenu, there's Terach, there's Besuel, there's Lavan. Klal Yisrael, that's no longer Avisenu. Avisenu is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we are. There was a mituk, cutting off from that Ovar. The last cutoff, from Beis Lavan took place at this Gal. This Gal is the point, the line of demarcation. Until now, we had a Sheikhes who's Banim Banai, and the Banai's Banaisai. From here on in, Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So you say, brings the Chazal say that the Chodesh HaShlishi, Matan Torah was in the third month, the Chodesh Sivan. Chodesh HaShlishi is connected the concept of the halacha of Shloshes Chodshei Avchana. Somebody was married, and then her husband dies, so there was a get, and she wants to remarry. So the halacha is she has to wait 3 months, Shloshes Chodshei Avchana, which of course, Ba'etzem means Kadeva, in case she's Moedel, in case she has a child, we should know who the father is. Ba'alapanimi, there's learning up over here that it was the Shloshes Chodshei Avchana that were necessary between Klal Yisrael's being in Mitzrayim to Klal Yisrael's Kabbalah Satayra. And that Shloshes Chodshei Avchana, it really wasn't 3 months. It really was only 50 days. But if you divide the 50 into three, so Lag BaOmer is two-thirds, is the line of division between the second and the third. He says the first third, the first month, the cup is still mekusher with the ishus that was before. The second month, it's already nishtahen, nishtaher. It's not yet in a new place. It's not still, it's not really in the old place anymore. When this third month begins, then it's all power forward. The focus is all towards the osid. So he says, by the zuam of Mitzrayim, we're still with Klal Yisrael. They weren't yet mukhshar to be makabel Torah. They needed those chodshei havchana. They needed those months of hefsik between shibud, between zuam of Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Torah. And there was that's divided into three chalakim. He says, by Lag BaOmer, by the beginning of the third, now it's all power forward. There's no more looking back. Gal, this gal is an aid. I'm not going to pass over. It was a mechitza, a wall separating that over from the osid. And by the same token, once there were two thirds on the path between Yitzias and Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, now Klal Yisrael's focus was all towards the Hachana for Kabbalah Satera and leaving Mitzrayim and everything that Mitzrayim represented behind them. That's the Shairish of Lag BaOmer, is this Gal. I guess it gives us a bit of a focus or certainly a permit to look forward towards Sukkot and towards Shavuos and to in terms of the Hachana for Shavuos and the Hachana for Kabbalah Satira. Gemara, Yaduah, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says the Rebbeinu Shleilam was Kaf Aleim HaKigigis, and he told them, "Ematn Kabbalah Satira Muti B'Vlam Shamtei Kvaraschem." And Tysus asks, the Medrash Shlachuma asks, some server talks about it, but the Tysus asks the question, what do they need? Kaf Aleim HaKigigis, they had said Nasa V'Nishma. So if they said Nasa V'Nishma, what was the, why do Rebbeinu Shlachuma have to be Kaf Aleim HaKigigis? So Tysus says, Ava Gab Shekvarik Dimu Nasa V'Nishma, Shema Yuchoizrim Kashi Yiru Ha'esh HaGdoyla Shiyotas HaNishmasa. Could be that there would be chayzer when they see the Eish HaGdoyla, the fiery spectacle of Maimed Har Sinai, the whole Arum and Arum that was so chutz miderech hateva, koylei subrokim, Eish HaGdoyla. The Ramban says on the post on Hahorim Rokhtu Chayilim, the voice Kim Dei Tzayin, he says just like Hayom Rav Hayon, he says not a mashal, but it really happened. Yom Rav, the Yom actually split. He says, "The harem rakdu chayilim, the harem were bouncing like rams. Chayilim, there was also not a mushel, but it was really the earth was quaking. So the earth was quaking, and the kailas and the brokim and the eish hagdela. So it was mamish, a frightening scene. So maybe the kailas would be chayzer, and they say it's too much for us. And the maybe the Rebbeinu should make kafar lehem hagigigas up to Isfus in order that it shouldn't be chayzer." So the question is, the obvious question, Klal Yisrael and Gutens said Nasa V'Nishma, they really wanted it. They said we wanted it, we were eager for it. Finally, the Rebbe has to make it so scary that they should have to go ahead and want to be Chayzer, and then he has Kaifa Aleim that they shouldn't be Chayzer. What's Tutzich? Why is it necessary? They said Nasa V'Nishma, make an Eish HaGdoyla and make it so frightening that they should want to be Chayzer, and the Mela have to make a Kafal Eim HaGigigis. What's the Pshat and Toshvus? Later in Parshas Vaschanan, it seems to be a shakel v'tayya between Kutsh B'Richu and Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyach. And it's hard to understand what's the Chilutz Machloikis. It says the Klal Yisrael, after they heard that Aseres HaDibros, either after all 10 or after the first two, it's the Shalom Yishayinim, they say it came to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Ve'ik Hashemachem HaSakayel, Hein Heranu Hashem Elokeinu, Eskvedev, Eskadlev, Eskele Shemani, B'tech HaEsh, Ata Lama Namus, Kisechlenu Eish HaGdeil HaZayis. We're afraid that we're going to die, this Eish HaGdeil is too much for us. im Yisro anachnu l'shmayas kel Hashem akenya oid v'masno. And they said, Karav Atu Shema, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you go to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you should hear us, Kol Shiyem Hashem Elkeinu, V'atu Dabar Eleinu, Kol Shiyem Hashem Elkeinu, Alecha V'Shemanu V'Asinu. You should tell us what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, and we'll listen to you. So state, it's the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'atu Dabar Eleinu, it doesn't say V'atu Dabar Eleinu, V'atu is Lashon of Keva. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hitashtim es koichi k'nakeva. You weakened me like a nakeva. Shenitzta'arti aleichem. It was painful for me what I was about you. V'refisim es yodei. You weakened my hands. Kireisi she'enchem charedim l'skarev lo me'ava. I see that you are not chared to be miskarev to the Rebbeinu Shlomim with ava. V'chiloya yofa lachem lomid v'pi agvura v'lo lomid m'meni." Moshe Rabbeinu thought this was a step down. This was it wasn't a good thing. Klal Yisrael should want to hear from the Rebbeinu Shem himself. The fact that they said "Krav Atu Shamoes Hitashdim Koichik in the Kaver Refisim Es Yodai V'Chiloy Ha'Yofel L'Shmaya V'Yakvura." So what does the Rebbeinu Shem say? "VaYishma Hashem Es Kol Divreichem Medaberchem Eloi VaYomer Hashem Eloi Shemati Es Kol Divreyom Azer Shedibrei Lecha." I heard what they had to say. Hey, Tivu Kol Shedi Beirus. It's wonderful. It's good what they said. Mihite in v'hayel avavim zelahem liyirai si v'lishma es kol mitzvayis hakol hayamim. Halavai that they should have this yira that they want to be. They should want to be yorei. They want. She want to be shomer mitzvayis hakol hayamim l'man yitam l'hem l'vneim l'oilam. So what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu feels it's a tain on Klal Yisrael, chesaron on Klal Yisrael. They don't want to hear directly from the Rebbeinu Shloim. And Rebbeinu Shem is telling them, "Adaram be'etivu kol ha'shedi beru me'itim v'hayel avam zel yiraisi." Second shaila. Thirdly, on this pasuk that says "etivu kol ha'shedi beru," there's a mechilta in Parshas Yisra. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divrei ha'am. And Mechilta says, "Umahin divrei ha'am, nasa v'nishma." The divrei ha'am was nasa v'nishma. That was the response of Klal Yisrael. And where do you see that the Rebbeinu Shlom was maskim al yadam? Shenemar miyitein the shemati is kol divrei ha'am etivu kol ha'shedi beiru. What's etivu kol ha'shedi beiru? Kol is mar benasa v'nishma. Very, very hard to understand the Mechilta. The Dion wasn't on Nasa v'Nishma. The Dion was on Krav Atah Shema. When they said Nasa v'Nishma, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't complain. When they said Krav Atah Shema, Moshe Rabbeinu complained. And now the Mechilta is saying, "Hitivu Kaila Shedi Beiru." Nasa v'Nishma is also Hitivu. Shem Yishmuel asked this question, God, what's Pshat in the Mechilta? Thinking of the Pshat make. Perhaps there's a Tesefta in Baba Kama, seventh paragraph of Baba Kama, that says that when Klal Yisrael came, was standing by Har Sinai, Bikshu Lignai Das Elia. Chaim Atsinu Shayisrael, I'm the Har Sinai, Bikshu Lignai Das Elia. Shinema Kailash Adiba Hashem Nasa Vadishma. Tesefta says that when they said Nasa v'Nishma, it was an attempt to be going of Das, the Rebbeinu Shem Kaviyachal. And then it goes on, the Pasuk says, Vayifatu b'fiyem, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Vayifatu b'fiyem, uv'l'shoynam yichazvu loy, v'libim le'nachayni loy. They were mefata, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Petri is we know, Einus of mefata, sweet talking. Vayifatu b'fiyem, with their lashon, they were really dishonest with the Rebbeinu Shloim. Believe him, leinachani my veleinemnu bevrisai, and Avo became beurachum yichaperavai. The Yishalmi, the Tosefta is saying, and it's a Medrash Rabbah also, that Nasa benishma was shtigl gneivus das. Veifatu b'svasam, believe him, leinachani my. So the Chedusha Rim asks, if it's Dibre Pitui, so then why is it that they got Shnei Ksorim, Achas Kneg Nasa, Achas Kneg Nishma? And the Rebbeinu Shimon said, Migil Bonai Rozeh says, Shemalachai Asher is Mishtamshin Boy. It doesn't sound like Divrei Pitu. It doesn't sound like it was Gnevas Das. Chozov. And he goes on, and the Chiddush Yerim says, he brings the Medrash Yalkut in the Haftarah of Shabbat Shuva. Chuli Machim Dvarim, Shuva El Hashem. Eze Dvarim, which Dvarim? Rabbi Lazar of Yeshua. Chadam are Dvarim Shepitisam I see B'Sinai. We want to give the Baal Shuva an Eitzah. What should he do? Chuli Machim Dvarim, Chapsich Tzu. To Dvarim. Which Dvarim? Divrei Pitui. You should go ahead and do the Divrei Pitui like the Klal Yisrael did the Harsida Nasim and Ishma. What's going on? If it's Divrei Pitui, it's not something that we should be encouraging. What's beside we tell them? Chuli Machem Dvarim Meshuvah Hashem. Dr. Chiddush Yerim, that the derech of an oyev, if he really is chalishing for something, he really loves something and he wants it, the derech is that he'll be mischayev more than Kedei Yecholta. Somebody's crazy about cars, and then there's a new Lexus that comes out. He goes into the dealer and he says, put me down, I'm buying it. How am I going to make a monthly payment? I have no idea, but the mind, I have to get it. And Oyev commits himself to something that even though he's biting off more than he can really deliver. In that sense, Nasa v'nishma, Zok the Chiddush Yerim, was a commitment on their part, which was l'mayla me'asagasam. They weren't really holding, l'mayla me'yicholtam. They weren't really holding by delivering. So the Rebbe Kapi Kuchibrichu was vayifatu b'svasam v'libam l'nachanimai. It was not something that was solidly based. It was something that came as because of the surge of Ava that they had with the Gula from Mitzrayim. And his guy, the Rebbeinu Shalom, coming to them with the offer, they responded, Nasar and Ishma, out of that Ava. But that Ava, Ba'etzem, was not something that would be a lasting thing. It's good when you're on a high, so then you'll be able, you're committed, and you're going to go, and what happens when you're not on a high anymore? What happens when things, when the going gets rough? And Mamele, it was called, the commitment was not a sincere, solid commitment that could pass the test of time. So Kabbalah come to Chais, according to the Chiddush Yerim, that the Shnei Sarim came because it was the Oimek of the Ava that they had towards the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and the Cheshik that they had from Kabbalah Satayra. From Desvegan, it was a bechina of Vayifatu, Bisvasim, Alivim, Lenochen, Imai, because it wasn't something real that they would be able to, they weren't massing yet the Yira and the Nechitzas of Kabbalah Satayra, that Venish Tayra and Nishdak and Velt, and then the Kiyam Ailam is Tully in it, and the Yira is Haraimimus of what it is, that they didn't have, it was an Ava and a Chuka, and the Mela was Vayifatu, Bisvasim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kanzayin, and that the Rebbeinu Shalom couldn't give the Torah just based on that surge of Ava. So the Rebbeinu Shalom had to go back to Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos says that he was afraid that they would be chayzer when they see the Eish HaGdolah. We asked, why did he have to make the Eish HaGdolah? Why did he have to make it so scary? Yeah, because if he would have left it with that Nasav and Ishma alone, so there would have been the Kabbalah would have been a Kabbalah that was a product of Ava that didn't realize the Yira and the Raimus and the Chitzus of what Torah really is, and that's the Kiyum HaOlam. So Mamele had to make it scary. So Ken Zayin Ebezei, that's already the Pshat and the Parshan Veschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi Rabbeinu's Taina, he touched him Koichim and Kaver, Rafisim as Yodai. He said, Vilchilaya Yofa, Shuisia, Shainchem, Iskar, Charedim, Hiskari, Velomehava. I saw a lack in Ava. You should ask Ava, you should want to go ahead and hear from the Rabbeinu Shem himself. And here you're saying that you want to hear from me. What's up to Rebbeinu Shalom? I heard already. I heard Nasa ben Ishma. I'm waiting to hear that the Yira checked in. The whole Inyan of the Eish HaGdolah, the Inyan of the Kailas of Rakim, and all of that was because the Ava alone is not going to cut it. It's not going to be masked with the Ava alone. So now that I hear that I hear the Yira, zok the Eibishter, v'yemesh Hashem alei shemadis kol divrei amazeh miyitein v'hayel avavim zeh lehem liyira yisi v'lishmer kol mitzvayisai. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was from the Mabot of Ava. From the Mabot of Ava, he says chayeri chavifisim yisiyadi sheinchem charedim alav l'skar of mei Ava. The Rebbeinu Hashem says now's not the time to hear the Ava. The Ava I heard already from them. I wanted to know whether the Yira checked in. And Mamela now that the Yira checked in, it says, "That's good. Tell them like shuvah shuvah chem le'alechem can bite the guy." And I say the Ken Zayn that's pshat in the Mechilta. Nasa v'nishma needed a hitivu kela shediberu. The fila tesefta nasa v'nishma had a problem that it was divrei chazav. It wasn't divrei pitui. It wasn't fully solidly sincere. So there was hanging in the balance. It was in limbo, the Nasa v'nishma. Is it good or is it not good? But now the Kali, the Rebbeinu Shem, hears from them that the Yira checked in. He said, now the Nasa v'nishma is also good. Not just it's not just going on the Krav HaTorah Shema. But now the Nasa v'nishma is good because the Ava that's coupled together with the Yira, that is something that's going to be lasting. And that's it's very meduyik in the Tesefta, because the Tesefta says, that's Hamakim, so it's the Tesefta fears ice. You think, Taka, they were successful in fooling the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Tamuloy ma miyitin b'hayo l'babam zel iraisi. What does this mean? You think the Rebbeinu was fooled? Shtet miyitin b'hayo l'babam liraisi. We're learning that it's very, very geschmack. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shem had the last word with the Me'itim B'Hayel Bam L'Yira. When I saw that the Yira checked in, so now it wasn't Nigna Lehem. The Rebbeinu Shem understood that it was Divrei Pitui. And that's why he made it Kailas Zibrakim and Eshag Daila. And now you have the culmination, the two together. There's the Ava that brought to the Yira. So now it's something that the Torah can be built on. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael Torah. Okay, la nichbod v'neira zeh mitzvah la'ava liyira mimenu. Yeah, there's a mitzvah of ava and there's a mitzvah of yira. And the Rambam says, keis the magiim la'avasa v'yirasa, mehechi aderech la'avasa liyasa, shoshi yisbayin in adem ma'isa v'bruv anafloim ha'gdoilem v'yira mehem chachmasa shein la'erech v'leketz. He looks around the world, he sees the gevalde gebriya, miyad hu oyev, m'shabeach, m'fayr, m'savet ha'ava g'doilu leid ha'shem ha'gadol. His first impulse, his first reaction is ava. When he starts being misboinen about it, what's this all about? Why is the Rebbeinu Shem doing it? Where are the strings attached? So the Rambam's learning that that's the Seder Hadvarim that's supposed to, the initial emotion is supposed to be the emotion of Ava. And when you think about it, it was born and it's supposed to lead to a Yira. So that's when we tell the Baal Shuva, Kachu Yimachem Dvarim, take the Dvarim, Shabbatisim, Asim, Sinai, Tain, Hain, Advarim, that's what we're saying. Go ahead, start off, the kickoff, the start off was with the Ava, with the Nasa and Ishma. But make sure it fears ice with the Krav HaTorah Shema, with the Hakara of Rami Musa Yisbarach, and the Meira and the Yira of what it's all about. When it comes to the Hachana for Shmuis, it's also the Etzem you find some Yalkam Amleyes, he says on by Amalek came to fight for Rafidim, Shirafu Yideim and Atayra. So he asks, they didn't have the Torah yet. What's Rafi Yideim and Atayra? They didn't have the, how was that Rifim and Atayra? It was before Kabbalah's Atayra. So he says that the fact that they asked for food, they asked for meat, they asked for water, and they didn't ask when are we getting the Torah ready. That's Rafi Yedayim. It was Rafi Yedayim from Cheshkas HaTorah, from the Tzimayin and the Tzayruch for Torah. When are we getting it, or when is the day coming? That was it. So the Cheshik and the Ratzin for Torah, the Shteikakus for Torah, was part of the lead-in. That was what was expected of Klal Yisrael when they as they approached Har Sinai. Nidach,
You see in the Seder of Machan Torah, the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, the Gemara talks about the Ve'echaz Ve'echaseyu Onan Sheshes Yamim. The Onan covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days, and it's a shayla in the Gemara, which 6 days is it talking about? And the one, according to one man, the Yom, it's talking about 6 days after Aseres HaDibros, before the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed Moshe Rabbeinu in to teach him the Kol HaTorah Kula. He kept them sitting for 6 days in order that the Torah should be nilmad v'aim v'yira v'resus v'zeyah. You think about it. After all the Ema and Yira of Maimon HaSinai, the Kailis and the Brachim and the Harim Rakhtu and all of that, and Moshe Rabbeinu Alein, who certainly... he also needed the chashivas of Torah was so great that he needed 6 days of sitting in the onan and anticipating in order to be Magdal Yira. So you see that the hachana for Kabbalah Satira is taked the hishtakikus for Torah, but at the same time to understand and to appreciate and make some wave with the godless of Torah and the chashivas of Torah and the fact that it's mekayim as ha'olam and the fact that the Rebbe Shem was bochar something called amim and also amon as terasa. He gave us the schus to be maim in the veld with the Torah that he gave us. So it's a dual emotion that we have to have. Mitzad echad that ava that ishtaykus, mitzad sheni the yiras haraimus of what it represents and what Torah represents and what the ischabes tekut shabrichu represents. Leibush to help him, we should be able to be zeicha to fill out the yemei hasfira. Now on this the home stretch of life ba'omer until Shavuos, it should be we should be zeicha to be makabel Torah ba'emes and be meichin with derech. Mashiach tzidkenu, mehev yameinu.